Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
What you want to woo-woo?
How I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Last night.
I like having fun.
Last night I had a dream.
I like having fun.
What?
Last night I had a dream.
What?
A dream.
But why?
I've been taking little melatonins. Gummies to go to sleep, and they've activated my dream mind to a very, very, very intense degree. I dreamed that I had been cast on Saturday Night Live. How could this have happened? I was in the room. I had clarification that I was only cast as an actor. I would not be in the writer's room. I was filled with anxiety as my first live show approached. Would I fail like Tim Robinson or other one season cast members? Fred Armisen was there. Why? He has no affiliation with the show anymore. Only his legacy. I met the director, and the director let me know how the show was gonna go. I said something I would have said to Ben Berman back in the Awesome Show days. I said, I'm gonna play to you. I am going to try to make you laugh. What he said, I don't remember. It was not reassuring. It did not make me feel wanted. It did not make me feel like I was in a safe place. And I knew that this experience would be a ultimate failure for me. And it would have become the worst decision I ever made. Then I woke up because we got a show to do, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning.
Hello, Pinky.
Doug, why do we dream? The point.
Why do we dream?
I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to get out of my own head and go away for a while. And there I am going through a whole fucking miniseries, a soap opera. It's like, give me a break. Can I get a break? Good morning to you. How was your dream night?
Get horny.
Vic? Why do we dream?
We dream because our mind gets bored when it's sleeping. There's nothing
wrong answer.
Oh.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. I'm having a great day.
All right. And we've got Captain Carlin here.
Hello.
And in studio, great energy from you guys this morning. Really positive.
Is the captain. Is the captain. Is the captain.
It truly is. Matt, trying to get advice about how to get out of jury duty this morning. I said, buddy, it's your civic duty. The government doesn't ask for much. They ask you to pay your taxes and judge others.
They take those taxes north of Richmond, and who knows what they do.
Well, I say do it. You know, chances are you're not going to get picked. Because of your dull mind.
But you didn't get any of the advice that you wanted to. Everyone's like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, we did it. Like, what?
I want it, yeah.
You want to hear, like, how do you not do it?
Weaseling out.
Well, it's karma, man. You want to have smart cookies on your jury when you go in.
I want dummies I can fool.
In studio. The great Scott Rogowski is here.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Temple Pride, you know.
Mr. 305 checking in for the remix.
It's for the cause.
It's really for Bill. I didn't know there's any other affiliation.
Oh, no, I went to Temple.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I rep it every day for the man who did his time.
Yeah, right. So he's out?
Is he out? I don't know.
Is he still blind? I think he got his sight back miraculously.
Miraculously, yeah.
No, Scott's here. If you don't know Scott, you're a dimwit.
It was 20 years ago today.
Do you ever meet him? The Cause? You ever meet him?
Yeah, talking, you.
With your glasses.
No, jacket. I can't. I know. I have my sunglasses.
Yeah, talking about who's blind here. No, I never met Bill Cosby. Why would I meet Bill Cosby?
Well, I met him because he gave me my diploma.
Right. He gave me my diploma too. Berkeley. Yes, he did. I swear to God. I probably told this story.
He did that racket, the commencement speech racket for a while.
And he showed up in a full sweatsuit.
You know what you got to do when you graduate? It's like, you're going to get out there and you're going to get a job. Then no jobs.
But you know, the girl in front of me, when she went to get her diploma, she said, "Can I give you a kiss?"
And I love that.
And she kissed him.
Why do you think I do this?
He goes, pudding pops. I swear to God. Pudding pops.
Why do you think I do this?
Into a microphone, he said.
It's not for the kissing and a little bit of kissing, see?
Those honorary degrees. Imagine how many honorary degrees that guy has stacked up.
Somewhere. Got a whole room of them.
Room.
Now, Scott, back in what years are we talking now? 2008,
7? What for
HQ?
2007, 8?
Yeah.
The pandemic has certainly shifted everyone's sense of time.
It's more recent.
It was more 2017, 18.
Aha! Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I have no, I mean, the dates I know are 2001.
Right, Space Odyssey.
2001, World Trade Center collapse, 9/11. Then everything gets, like you could ask me when the Iraq War was. I would say 2004.
That was, till last week.
Yeah, but I don't remember in my own life when anything happened. About I don't know when ones. I was married.
Or number twos, or number threes.
I kind of know when my kids are born, because you have to add that information to so many legal disclaimers these days.
Yeah. But you seem like the kind of guy, because we talked a little bit a month ago or so at that show when we met. You don't dwell in the past. That seems to be
a theme.
You look forward. You're on the cutting edge. Yeah. You're always moving the ball forward. And so I got to kind of appreciate that and respect that about you, because I'm someone who dwells in nostalgia.
You
and lives
do.
There.
And I do. Told you I have no interest in that.
I don't know
why I have you booked.
Right. I mean how can I be relevant to you at all?
On any level.
At any level.
No, I like you a lot as a person.
Thank you.
But HQ trivia was what I kind of glided over that. This was an internet phenomenon. I played it. Everybody played it.
Yes,
of course. I'm on my phone looking for things to do. That and Words with Friends.
Words with Friends
is a big one. I used to say Words with Friends always trumps Sex with Wife. You know, you're at night.
You always said that.
You're getting in bed at night, and you're like, "Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night, sweetheart. Just got to do something here."
How about Sex with Friends over Words with Wife?
I've not had sex with any. I mean, I consider my partners to be friends. I have romantic partners to be friends.
Do you? Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about trivia. Not trivia. I mean, I want to. We have a call out to our listeners. See if we can stump Scott on some trivia. Maybe I'll slide in there and answer before him. We'll see.
Okay.
Put this P word right in your face.
And you're no expert on trivia.
I'm not.
You don't really even have an interest in it.
Look, the truth is, no. I mean, I started my career in the business of show back in college as a stand-up. And started, you know, open mics, all that. Moved to New York City after school. Did the whole mic scene there, started doing, you know, book shows, started producing my own shows, my own talk shows. And I really was like, I want to be a talk show host.
Yeah.
You know, Letterman, Conan.
Yeah.
I mean, I would look to them as my North Star. And I always, Conan in particular, for inspiration, because this is a guy who was famously plucked out of obscurity out of a writer's room.
You're like, why not me?
Thrown on national TV. Right, why not me? In fact, when Jimmy Fallon was announced as the host of The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And he was moving from late night to tonight show. I'm like, this is my chance.
Right, you're going to slot into
this. This is my chance. Yeah. Lauren is producing that. So I had a whole campaign, actually. This is the YouTube videos that are there still. I said, I'm going to get Lauren to hire me. I was doing my Running Late talk show for years at that point.
And this was like a live thing? Or
it was a live show. It was a live show in theaters around, you know, UCB, Caroline's. We did it at a bunch of clubs and things. Yeah. But I thought this was my chance. So I put an edible arrangement. I went to Edible Arrangements, got him a gift basket.
Got Lauren Michaels fruit. A gift basket.
Yeah. Is that marijuana stuff?
I should have done that in my dream.
Well, it was a dream, actually. This is funny. This all came from a dream. My dream was I gave Lauren Michaels this edible arrangement with my headshot printed in there, delivered it to 30 Rock.
This is not an angle that I think Lauren appreciates.
No, well, the upshot is didn't work.
It's a little much. It's a little needy.
It is a bit, I guess. Hmm. I got him some Maynard wine gums as well, which is a Canadian candy that I heard he likes.
Put a restraining order on this Rogowski.
Yeah, I came close to it. I ended up getting this delivery guy from Edible Arrangements. I put a GoPro on his head, sent him into 30 Rock, and he, the Lauren's Laurenettes, they're called, his like assistants, kind of met him downstairs and took the basket and brought it up.
Must get that from lunatics all day long.
So I mean, it didn't quite work. Seth Meyers guy got the job. I don't know.
Sure, keep it in the family. Yeah. Well, anyways, we are talking about this.
Yeah, no, so that was my trajectory, right? So anyways, back to what we
were
talking about.
I'm still in my monologue.
Right. Listen, I want to give you more time. I feel like we jumped in too quickly to the guest.
We're fine.
You know, the city of the day, there's all...
I don't have anything on my agenda. I have a few things I just want to plug.
Yeah, do your thing.
And get that out of the way. I do want to take an early call just to make sure. But we are going to talk about your thrift store. Was it called? Is that fair?
It's a vintage boutique.
Vintage boutique.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the Goodwill that you opened up.
I got a question about the Maynard wine gums. Is that the guy from Tool? He's making his own.
Maynard, yeah.
All right. But here are my little plugs real quick. First of all, if you're a high member, HEINetwork.tv, you get, we released on Monday, the summer movie recap, which is... which was recorded right back here.
Oh.
Greg Turkington and from High Network, Tim Heidecker, spent about an hour going through all the summer movies. It's a lot of fun. It's very, very funny, in my opinion. Proud of my work, and I always will be. That's available at highnetwork.tv. Pound House! How about this plug, Doug? You don't even have to ask for it. The Pound House is out. Now, is it just on Brent Weinbach's YouTube channel?
The Pounding. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And it is on Brent's
channel. Why aren't you hosting it?
Brent talked me into putting it on his.
All right, well, you can find, it's going to be hard to find, but find it. Is that where all the other ones are?
Well, the early ones were on Jash. Remember Jash?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You were part of, and then.
All right.
No,
so
Brent's,
Pound House,
Brent's better with the YouTube stuff.
So. What season is this?
Four.
And the first episode's up. It's hilarious. I'm in it. I think I'm doing a great job.
Thank you, T.
I've told you this for years. It's like really one of my favorite shows. We tried to get it made as a real show, but you do tremendous work on it. And then finally, Vic Berger, you are playing music tonight. How sweet.
What? Some songs at the Resident in downtown LA.
Okay.
Be with Mike Adams tonight.
And solo, or is he playing with you?
Yeah, solo. It's gonna be two White Stripes type things. Uh-huh. It's gonna be Mike on guitar and Mark on drums, and then it's gonna be Vic on guitar and Mark on drums.
So not solo. Okay.
And I'm gonna do some solo songs. So
okay.
Not gonna be too crazy.
I'm excited.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Come on out,
LA.
It's free. It costs nothing.
I've never seen you play music, and that will continue because I can't come tonight.
Come to the next time.
I know you're a talented man.
Come to the next time.
You should have seen Vic on tour playing Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Oh, that was so fun.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. He ripped it up, and I was ripping it up, too.
Yes. The Bill Monroe voice going?
I tried.
More of the Elvis tape.
Okay. But we did start with the Bill Monroe version.
And then there's the Elvis. Hello, Elvis. Hello, Elvis. How are you? We got to get some Elvis drops so I can have a conversation with him. Hello, Elvis.
It's got to be a spirit. A little less conversation.
I'm coming to you from hell.
Hello. Hello, David.
I had an Elvis t-shirt in the shop that I saw. It's the, I don't know if you've seen this one. It's this big picture of Elvis. It just says, I'm dead.
Really?
Yeah.
No. That's
It's a classic. Confirmed. It's a classic. Yeah.
Finally, I made this, or Chris Robeson and I, or Chris really edited this. There's so much fun goofs and gags and videos and pictures and moments from the summer tour that we made a 10-minute, really well-made, I think, tour recap video. That's coming out on Saturday on Patreon. And confirmed in my calendar is the recording of the series finale of The Joel Hole. When I was on tour, people asked about this. The Joel Hole needs resolution. We need to come to an end. It's been too long. So make sure you're signed up to patreon.com/officehourslive.
Okay.
It funds this shit show we do every week. But it also gets you all kinds of my blogs and my exclusive videos, so much more. I also, Scott is here, is on this side of town, because you're coming in from...
The Marina.
Marina. Yeah. Two days in a row, you're coming east, because yesterday, I want to give a shout out and a congratulations to Tom Sharpling and everybody at The Best Show. If you were able to tune in at all yesterday and the previous evening, Tom completed this incredible feat, second time going 24. To glory
land. Congrats, Tom.
Congrats, Tom.
24-hour marathon.
And I don't even know, I guess you go to patreon.com/thebestshow to watch it. I don't know. And Wes, our own sweet boy Wes, big part of that. Our sweet, sweet little boy. And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. I watched quite a bit of it, and it was tremendous. Yeah. Vic and Doug did a big, I guess there was copyright issues, so it wasn't a drop
Couldn't
concert.
Couldn't call it a drop
it was
concert.
A,
it was
right. A sound collage.
Sound collage orchestra. Or symphony, yeah. It was very fun.
I was there at 7 a.m., which is a little tricky because I suggested 7 a.m. because I'm thinking, poor Tom, yeah. Would it be nice if I show up, like get a restart with the show, get a little morning energy? Because as you know, I'm a morning, I'm looking at you, but.
Oh, I know.
I'm a morning man.
Seven.
Only snag there was I foolishly agreed to do Nick Thune's show the night before. Mm. And what was funny about that was, I think in August, Nick Thune wrote me a text and asked me to do this show. He does a little show at this really little theater. Like, have you been to the Lyric Hyperion yet?
Oh, yeah.
This is not a big
and
theater.
And I think they made it smaller. They
brought in all these. Well, I think they added maybe more seats. I don't know. It felt very small. But while I was on tour, he texted me and said, I'll read it to you. And Nick knows how I feel about this. I don't think this is going to come as a big surprise. In fact, I brought this up at the show. Let me get my Thune.
Should I name that Thune segment here? There's really only one answer.
yeah. Well, there's John Thune. He's a senator, I think.
Okay.
All right. I said this. He said, let's see. When is this? Stand by, everybody. Stand by. Want to do my... This is a...
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box,
plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Oh, wait, come on. Give me a break here. Now you can play drops.
I'll ask Vic and Doug. How many weeks did you guys rehearse with Tom on that sound symphony? I mean, what was the process?
Oh, no.
At least a month. At least a month.
This is August 16th. While I'm on tour, he says, you in town September 12th want to perform on my show, 9:30 p.m. in Silver Lake. I think about it. I deliberate.
No.
I say, it's a little too close to the end of my tour, giving myself a little time off from doing stuff.
No,
now, we've talked about
no
this.
Fucking way.
My concept was, I come off the road.
Right.
I don't need to jump back on stage.
Decompress.
Right.
Fuck off, Wayne.
Then,
doing it.
last week, he writes, want to do my show September 12th at
no.
Lyric Hyperion,
no.
9 p.m.
No.
As if that never happened. Just I don't know if he forgot or is in denial.
No,
Chelsea is
no.
doing it. Should be fun. My reply? Okay. Sure. Fucking A. So anyways, I was out until like midnight doing that show. And then I had to get up at 6 to go over to Tom's.
I know what that's like. I've watched you for years and watched the show. I feel like we're aligned on many things.
I don't see that. But go ahead. Make your
point. But this is one of them. In terms of, you probably get a lot of requests to do things, and it's that push and pull, right?
Yeah. Like
you want to be a nice guy. You want to say yes to do things. You also want your time to yourself.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I'm a people pleaser. I want to say yes,
and
I want to be the.
I'll add to that I knew I was like, hey, the mindset on tour was like. When I get home, I'm going to not want to do anything. But when I actually get home, I'm like, what's happening? What are we doing?
Right, why aren't I booked
next?
Tonight?
Yeah. So it was fun, and I tried some new things out, and it was great to see Chelsea and Nick. And
Handler?
It was not Chelsea Handler, no. It was Chelsea Clinton.
That's a really, really nice
She's
guy.
She's doing her book tour.
I was trying to think of another Chelsea. That's good.
I got it right away.
You got it.
That's why you need some coffee, but you're worried about...
You're right. I'm worried about...
Tummy issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott is not a man made of steel.
No.
No.
The softest material, actually, is what I'm made of.
Matt, can I get a call? We're having so much fun.
Let's check in with Tyler, I believe.
Let's see if someone can ruin our good time.
My monitor is out. Just FYI. I don't know if it's a huge deal, but I can't see the zoomer.
Okay, yeah.
It'll come up.
Okay.
Should.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener. I've called in a few times. Long-time Patreon. I just wanted to send some love to you guys. It's my birthday today. And I've been having kind of a hard time with my birthday since my 30s. And 33
Why?
Today. I don't know. It's just, I think when I turned 30, it was at the height of COVID. I was having a really rough couple of years at the height of COVID, as all of us were. And I just kind of wanted to, without getting too verklempt over it with you guys, really send love to you guys because
easy.
I'm saying happy birthday.
I'm making
to
a hard rule. This is the hard rule.
Right. You talked about this.
You know my rule
on the best show.
Know.
You mentioned this yesterday.
You can't drop during Zooms. That's it.
Well,
that's
sometimes.
No. Unless it's like a hole in one.
That was a hole in one.
And especially
not
when he's pouring his heart out. This guy is
like, do you need to play this stupid happy birthday song? Would the show suffer without it?
With that said,
I'm just begging you with peace and love.
Drops aren't going to play themselves, though.
With that said, I absolutely love every single one of you guys.
How could you after that explosion?
You can drop over me all you want. Vic, your art has been an inspiration for me the last few years. And Tim, I've been following you for 15 to 20 years.
What? Who did that? Sit outside.
I love you guys.
My hands were down here. You could see I didn't.
The thing is, you're making his birthday. This whole exchange is making his birthday. So this is all, it's all working out.
Tell me more about your feelings towards me. Sorry, no interruptions.
Well, Tim, I've been following you since, I was 15, 16. You're the absolute best. And I've seen you live a bunch of times with Eric and on your own. Seen Doug, Vic. I've yet to see you in person. Hopefully I can make
one
Office
day
Hours live. in person. I really don't have
tonight. Nelly, fly him in. Fly him in for the show tonight.
Let's do that.
Matt, yes. I want an edible arrangement sent to his home today. Put your address in.
I'll put the address in the chat. I really don't have anything outside of that. I've just had a really rough couple of years at the height of COVID and hating my job. And yeah. I moved across the country a couple of years ago. And at the kind of rock bottom for me is when I discovered Office Hours.
That's so very sweet.
And you guys have been lifting me up ever since. And
we'll continue to do it.
How are you doing, moving forward? How are you feeling right now?
Great. I moved from Massachusetts to Portland, Oregon. I called in from Portugal a few weeks ago.
Yes. Wow. You're doing fine.
Everything's been great since then. And again, I owe a lot of my sanity and continuing to kind of keep my head up to you guys. And I'm so happy that you guys had a show that fell on my birthday. So
Thank you. Man. Happy birthday. Yes, we happy love you birthday. Very much.
How do you like Portland?
Portland's great. Yeah, it's great to be humbled by nature every day. And we're kind of riding the tree line. And it's been quite nice.
I'm going to go there this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, nice. I'm going to Chicago, actually, Doug.
Hold on. Let me make a note of this. Where are you going, Matt?
I'm going to be going to Riot
Fest. Give me one recommendation.
You should go to the restaurant I'm going to for dinner tonight called Oma's Hideaway.
Oma's Hideaway. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing.
One more.
I'm sitting on my hands. I'm not.
Doug, can you drop some Casey for me?
Somebody
requests the drop.
Okay, that's fair. There you
go. The problem is the drops squash the audio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then no one can hear anything. Right. And what's the point? In that?
Right. And you're very technical. The audio quality. This is important. Yeah. It is.
I'm a high fidelity guy.
Hi-fi guy. I can relate to this.
All right, but meanwhile, he doesn't have access to the drops that people want most.
For some reason, I have those. I keep those online.
I got a few for you.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
There he is. All right, friend. Good. All the best. We have a couple weeks where people call in and they express gratitude and love towards the show.
It's awesome. I can relate. I turned 20 during the pandemic, so. No, you
didn't. 20.
Damn, too.
My mom turned 70 during the pandemic, actually. It was tough. Those pandemic.
Well, the pandemic is 3 years. Everyone turned something. No.
That's a different feel. 70 is a different feel.
Let's say September. Right? Yeah. This was my mom was April 8th, 2020. So that's early lockdown. And that was, if you had a birthday in those first few months, that's pretty crappy. Because it's she's old, she's immunocompromised, she couldn't do anything.
My mom finally got it for the first time just the week ago. She went to New York to visit her brother, my uncle, and whenever my mom or people like my mom travel cross country, there's a lot going on, a lot of big deal, a lot of planning, a lot of logistics. Very much looking forward to it. She's going to spend time in, my uncle lives in New York, and she gets it day one or day two, gives it to the family, and she's just holed up on the bed or on the couch and full guilt. And I'm like, this is going to go on.
We're going to hear about this for a while.
The guilt trip. Yeah. Oh, well, I just wish I would. It's first of all, nobody's fault. You're good.
It's God's fault. Be angry at him.
Yeah. It's all fine. Everyone's going to be fine. No more lockdowns.
Nothing wrong with me. Three. Nothing wrong with me.
All right, let's do the city of the day. Let's keep on track.
The city of the day.
It's
a
party time. The city of the day is sponsored by Settlers for Catan. Are you a casual comedy fan? Do you sometimes enjoy funny movies and sketches but get bogged down by the endless choices? Well, now you can make that choice easy and settle for Catan. With Settlers for Catan, the brand new app that gives you access to Chris Catan's entire body of work. So anytime you need some laughs, Settlers for Catan will randomly play a hilarious movie such as Night at the Roxbury, Monkey Bone, or Corky Romano, or an SNL clip like Mango. So simplify your life with Settlers for Catan. Available only on Android, BlackBerry, and Lorne Vision. Don't settle for less, settle for Catan. $3 per month, exclusions apply. And right now, I'm excited to hear the Settlers for Catan jingle.
Settlers Forgotten, it's an app. Settlers Forgotten, make you laugh. Settlers for
Wow, that is beautiful, Doug.
It's one of those that took a second. You had to see that one. It's a visual.
Yeah. God.
No Catan drops, though. No audio of Chris.
No Deuce
No
Bigelow?
Mango. What was it, Deuce Bigelow? That's mango. No, that's, well,
that, that's not.
That's Rob Schneider.
That's Schneider?
Brewer. No, yeah, that is
Deuce
Schneider.
Bigelow's?
Oh, Deuce is Schneider.
Deuce was Schneider.
Corky,
yeah.
You mentioned Corky Romano, yeah.
God. Right. And we're going to do a patrons-only exclusive Corky Romano screening later in the month with Chris. All right, let's see who the city of the day is.
Sam, so you're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Sam.
What's up? How you doing?
You look like Robin Williams in Toys.
Dude, you told me that already.
I did?
In fact, I'm so nervous you're going to roast me again.
Oh, no, God.
I won't mention anything about your appearance or anything this
feel
time.
All right, so where are you calling from? What's the city of the day?
Greenpoint, New York, baby.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yes, my former.
That's right. Home.
Is that where you lived in Greenpoint, Scott?
For about a year, yeah.
Nice.
Scott, you lived in Greenpoint? Whereabouts? What street?
Nassau and Leonard. It was great.
Nassau and Leonard.
$7.50 a month. It was an amazing place.
Oh,
and
baby.
This was like 2009. So, you know, I would have lived there forever, but freaking landlord. Because, yeah, my sister's moving in. You got to get out of here.
These damn landlords.
Kicking me out for family.
Well, hey, that's the way it goes.
Peter Pan still in business?
Peter Pan? Oh,
Slinging
yeah.
Donuts?
Oh, great, great Polish food there.
Oh, yeah, it's got Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we can help you with today? We were really only looking for the city of the day.
Okay, well, Tim, a couple of things. First of all, I caught your show at Webster Hall. Legendary. Nice.
How great was that show, huh?
Fucking phenomenal.
Don't make me go down nostalgia lane. I'm going to get weepy thinking about that show.
My fucking heart was beating through my chest the whole time.
Yeah, Dave Foley come up and do his thing
Dave
with me.
Dave Foley? Wow. I couldn't believe it. Kids in the Hall?
What?
Shit. It was great. It was great. Had a great time. But listen, Tim, I wanted to ask you. So I just had a kid 4 months ago, and I'm the first of any of my friends to have a kid, and I know you're a father.
I was pretty early in the game. Yeah, I was pretty early in the game.
You were early in the game because none of my friends have kids, and it's kind of blowing my mind. Maybe you have some tips, advice. It's a big adjustment, you know what I mean?
Well, as Andy Richter told me maybe a year or so before I had my own children, he said, the best thing about having kids is you get to get out of going to dinner with your friends.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a good excuse.
That's a great perspective. Yeah.
I think all the things that you do with your friends that are juvenile and stupid and trivial, going to like the state fair and stuff. There's a point in my life when I said, like, what? I shouldn't be doing this without children.
State fair? How many times did you go to the state fair?
Well, we would go sometimes.
Yeah, that's
great. I go to every state fair in the country.
Every state fair.
You go to the state fair when you have absolutely nothing to do and you really need to do something.
The other great advice I thought was great advice I got was there's never a good time to have a kid. So don't make that. I mean, you've already had the kid, so there's nothing you could do about it. But
I had the kid. He's trying to take a nap right now.
Try to like maintain a semi normal life. But now you just have a little creature that you, it's like having a dog.
I know, but all my friends, they just want to party all the time.
Well, fuck that. What sort of party about?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's friends with Eddie Murphy over here. He wants to party all the time.
I know.
Party all the time.
I mean, that's good. I mean, that's quick.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Is this like a three men and a baby situation?
Yeah. Do you have a partner?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are my partners.
Three men and a baby.
No, I mean, do you have
these are my partners.
Who's the mom?
That's going to be me. Yeah.
It's three men and a baby team.
Wait.
And they're white. They're all wearing white shirts.
He's from Spain.
No. So you had this kid on your own?
No, my wife's here. She's in her pajamas right now.
Okay, so
she's in between gigs at the moment. She's a hairdresser.
Okay. So you're Mr. Mom.
Well, I'm on paternity leave.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah. I'm Mr.
Mom.
Mr.
Mom is an outdated term, Tim.
A reference to a film starring Michael Keaton and Martin Mull.
I know.
And Terry Garr.
I know. People were pissed about that, too.
They were not pissed at that.
I'm taking care of the kid all month, you know, just me alone.
Yeah, baby. Enjoy it. The kid basically just sleeps, shits, and eats, so you don't have much to do.
My advice is you
can. It's pretty easy.
My advice for you is you can always give the kid up. Just, you know, I've had three kids. They're all gone. I mean, you just, you know, you don't have to keep the kid.
You drop it off at the firehouse, right?
Child Protective Services can come in. You love him.
I love him.
Well, that's good. If you're, you know, some people have like a very, some people have a, like an emotional, like, you know, they're like repulsion to their own children. If you don't have that, if you find genuine love and enjoyment being with this little baby, then you're on the right path. Everything's going to work out.
Thanks, man. He's really cute. Maybe you want to send him a message, like a show of this to him when he's older.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Lou. His name is Lou.
And what year would it be?
Go to cameo.com/Tim Heidecker.
What is his name?
His name is Lou Jenkins.
Lou. All right. This is a message for Lou Jenkins. Lou, I love your carpet store. I think it's one of the great carpet stores in Long Island. It's a great store. And I got all my offices re-carpeted. You're doing a great job, Lou. Lou's grown up to have a carpet store. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
That's a great job to own the store. I own a store. I'm a small business owner. What's wrong with that, dude?
Beautiful carpets, industrial strength. Beautiful.
We just got a freaking room carpeted, Tim. We just got this room.
Of course.
He's got a contract with Stony Brook.
It was controversial. People thought we were crazy.
No, but you're going to want to get that steam cleaned every once in a while.
I know, but it's so cozy, Tim.
Let's see the baby.
He's sleeping.
Wake him up. He'll just go back to sleep.
Put some carpet samples in the crib. Get him early.
Would you do me a favor? I want to do a long-term social experiment. See if you could gently guide him into the carpet business.
No, nothing. Baby. Fucking legend.
What a legend. Lou, what's his last name?
Jenkins.
Lou Jenkins down at Carpet City. This guy's a good straight shooter. Those carpets come in very nice.
Thank you, Lou Jenkins. All right, let's track Lou Jenkins' life over the next 25 years. Thank you, son.
Tim, I appreciate that, man. You're one of a kind. You're absolute legends. Thank you so much.
All right.
He's sick of hearing it, but it's true.
Get back to work there, boys.
I know. I've loved you all my life. Whatever.
Thank you.
You're those guys are having an Eminem impersonator meeting.
Is that the plain white tees? What is it? Yeah.
Marshall.
Bye, baby girl. Right,
that's enough Zooms for a minute.
What a community. I just want to comment on this community you have. This is just phenomenal.
Do we,
do we
still have Hothead Hotline, though? Is that a thing?
Of course. Every week we go to it.
There are no more I remember in the early days of the show, it was mostly just trolls.
Yeah, it was
all
the Wild West.
Wasn't that wild?
People miss it. And there's no restrictions to who can call in, but they've moved on to greener pastures.
Right.
A lot of them passed away.
COVID took a toll.
Yeah. I'll take one just to quell Vic's appetite. Mm. I will take one hothead line if it's up.
Hothead John, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hey, I got a trivia question for Scott.
Oh, good. I forgot about that entire segment of the show.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
Yes.
Do you moving on to something else?
No, go for it.
Do it.
Okay, cool. All right. Which breakfast cereal mascot has been featured in commercials since 1965?
a lot of them?
Captain Crunch.
Tony the Tiger, I'm going to say.
Wait, I heard a few different things. Which one is it?
Well, are you asking me? Are you asking me? My answer is going to be
I'm asking you, Scott.
Tony T. Tony the Tiger.
No, it's the Trix Rabbit.
All right. Now we know that.
He tricked me. Yeah.
Don't forget that now.
I'll never forget it. I mean, trivia is if I could...
Go ahead.
Comment on trivia.
Yes.
Because I got asked this, like, what is it about our obsession as a culture with trivia? Because there's no doubt. I mean, the popularity of HQ proved it.
Yeah.
There are trivia nights at every bar in the country.
Yeah.
Like, why do we hang on to this idea? And quiz shows, by the way, the reason HQ, I think, was successful in the first place is because they took this incredibly old format, right?
Yeah.
Quiz shows from the radio days, 100 years ago, updated it to the phone. And the fact that quizzing was one of those first entertainment options when radio was... So it's like, what is it about trivia? My theory is most of us are pretty dumb.
I'm pretty dumb.
But knowing trivia, this guy, the fact that this guy knows that the Trix Rabbit was the first that puts him one over on me, on the next guy. So it's just like this pure egotistical
it's true.
approach.
But I do think it also might be this connection we have to a common culture.
Yeah.
In the pop, mostly pop, but there's also a lot of, you know, world history. Yeah. There's
it's a shared knowledge base. Yeah,
I think is kind of starting to disintegrate.
And
I have a question about that.
Okay, right in the middle of literally in the middle of
my yes and would be.
What's going on and on?
I have something to say too.
If you go back to 2017 again, HQ started 2017. This is Trump era, right? Yeah. This is the beginning of the fake news, all that. So I think that was also a big part of it. Was to your point, it's like, what is real? What is true? What are the facts? Well, trivia. When you can go to a verifiable force and say this is the answer, that is, you know, holding us to some kind of standard, you know, bringing us to this common
pillars
place
of pillars, information,
foundational truths that we can all latch on to.
Even if it's as silly as when this rabbit showed
up. Right. You can't. There's no fake news to that if you can point to a source. So that probably helped ground people in that moment of time, 2017, 2018, like all this fake bullshit going around. Well, at least we can answer. You know, Mercury is the first planet from the sun.
But the younger and younger kids, they're like losing maybe a sense of history, even on dumb stuff, right? They don't know about anything.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Sorry, Doug, what were you going to ask?
Well, I was going to say kind of like what you said, but like, is trivia just going to go away because people like have their own alternative facts about everything? They'll find some source that says, actually, Trix Rabbit wasn't, you know.
Well, that's the problem, right? I mean, because like, you know, you can put now, if someone creates a Wikipedia page that says, you know, Snap, Crackle, Pop were the first. Well, this page says that.
Well, they could say like, well, Mercury doesn't exist. That's flat. That's a flat disk.
You know what? Yes, there is a...
Space isn't real.
An irrational group out there that will just never conform to what Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks.
The other side of that is that now you don't need to store any of this in your head because you have Google and you have your phone that is an extension of your brain now.
Yeah.
Which you can be like, I don't need to remember when the Trix Bunny showed up on the cereal box because somebody's stored that on a device.
But that's also dangerous because here's a true story from the early days of HQ. When we started, there were no writers.
Right.
It was me and my creative director, and they basically said, you come up with the questions yourself.
What a mess.
So, you know, but I kind of enjoyed that challenge. So come up with creative questions. And one day I was like, I want to do a play on the University of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm like, so what, you know, what university is named after a capital city or something, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I was typing in the capital of Arizona, just to confirm.
Yeah.
And like Tucson popped up in the first, when I Googled it, like it just said Tucson. I'm like, that's okay, Tucson. Yeah. I'm like, But anyway, I factored that into my question and the question was wrong because of that. And then they started hiring writers and fact checkers. But that was, I'll never forget that because it's like Google failed me.
Sure.
You know, I was cross-checking myself and I still couldn't even get it right with Google. So
yeah. And there's obviously like, Wikipedia is not always right. People can go in there and edit and everything.
No, it's a scary world. But
what no one was asking, but what I like about trivia is like more of a feeling kind of thing, going out to like a bar or pub or whatever with friends.
Of course.
And there's something that you're working together as like a community kind of thing.
And it's competition. It's sports for nerds.
Yeah, and you don't have to like, also it's like something you can do with people without having to make conversation the whole time. You kind of, something else. That's what I like.
Absolutely. So, all right, now that's our take on trivia. Very trivial conversation.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Doug, you have something prepared that I'm excited to hear more about.
Oh, okay. I have my MyPillow here.
Okay. Now, what is MyPillow?
MyPillow is a brand of pillow invented by Mike Lindell. You've seen him in the news.
Of course, yeah. He's all over the news.
He's all over the news. And I think he was doing a deposition recently, and somebody was saying something about his pillows being lumpy, and he really got pissed off, and that seemed to trigger him. Do you have the video, Matt?
We do.
Now that's your pillow, Doug?
This is my pillow. I've had it for years. I gotta say.
We can do it at hell. Who's on first routine here?
Wes, who's pillow? You want to pull up this video first?
And, show the video.
By the way,
some context.
We should pull this video up too at some point. Apparently, at the end of one of Mayor Rudy Giuliani's webcasts, he did like this plea to buy stuff from MyPillow.com.
So he gets money from it?
Yeah, and that Mike gets money. Yeah. But he goes, go to MyPillows.com, okay? He says MyPillows.
Please buy that URL.
Yeah. It's like, get this guy some money.
Can we show that video real quick just for a little context?
Asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole Mike is what you are. Mike's no, he's an asshole.
He is.
It's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever.
All right.
But we'll cover
He's else. Very angry during this whole deposition. The whole pillow. Deposition is highly recommended if you want to check it out. It's online.
He was very triggered by the lumpy pillow thing. And, you know, it is a little bit lumpy. I am curious what is inside here.
All right.
So I have I was just going to cut. I was going to sacrifice my pillow just to see what we got inside.
Down on it. Wow. You,
you know what? I can't. They took away my. I'm going to have to do it right here.
Careful with that knife.
It's a ritual sacrifice. This is like pull the beating heart out of this thing.
No, it's too late.
Any guesses? Any guesses before we discover?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be foam, obviously. Foam? Gotta be some foam. I wouldn't think there'd be anything else.
Chinese newspapers.
This does seem to be just chunks of like maybe. It does Dog seem to hair? Be like just chunks of maybe recycled foam or something.
Doug is the shortest headphone extend cable I've ever seen. I don't even know how that would work with like a Discman on your.
Dude, look at this.
It's an old glove.
Oh my God! Super Bowl tickets.
Look at this. It's like
an old rag. Oh. Well, that wouldn't be lumpy though. These are pretty soft items.
Oh no.
What's
it's a diaper.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, it's a clean diaper. So and it's pretty soft.
Yeah. Well, it's a wig.
At least it's a clean diaper.
We got a beer koozie.
Okay, these are all soft items. So far, I don't see where
that's a racquetball.
Now, that might cause trouble, unless it's fully encased in the foam.
I don't know what the hell this is.
It's a Tito, that's a something that maybe...
I think it's like a beer koozie.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Promotional items, just free things you'd find around the house.
Sounds like stuff you'd find at Scott's store.
This is like plumbing insulation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's another diaper. Here's like one of these hair scrunchies.
Oh, koozie? Coogee? No.
Well,
scrunchie.
Scrunchies.
Oh, what the hell? Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids DVD.
Oh, God.
How do you like that?
Wow. There's nothing. There's no DVD.
No DVD, just the case.
By the way, Tim's in this movie.
I am.
Very funny. I mean, there's more insulation. There's,
yeah.
Another diaper.
Three diapers.
Diapers are expensive, by the way. Isn't that the most cost-effective?
There's a sock. I mean,
anything else?
I mean, that's pretty much it. Just more diapers.
Wow. Mm.
There's a plastic bag. Well, it looks like I think.
Did you bring a vacuum cleaner too? By the way,
it seems like he's recycling stuff that maybe was going to be thrown out. And I think now I kind of like these pillows more because. It's more. It maybe it's
that, seems, that seems to be instead Mike Lindell's prime agenda.
Instead of going to the the dump, these items are going into pillows, which I've been sleeping soundly on this for years. So
all right, well,
I'm just
there
glad
we have
the diapers
it.
Weren't used.
Right.
I stole it. I can't do my. I used to be able to do Mike Lindell. How do I do Mike Lindell?
It's basically Jesse Ventura, right?
Yeah.
It's the same. My pillow. My pillows.
I saw this show on Office Hours. No. Yeah, this guy's saying that there's this and that in my pillows. Well, guess what? That's full of crap. I don't think there's any of that in there. They're just doing some kind of comedy routine, and it sucks. And that asshole Doug can kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
Can answer anything, any problem customer that wants.
That's just a comedy bit.
I love this.
Chicago? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Minnesota,
what?
Right?
Minnesota.
I think
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike Lindell's going to be on the new season of Fargo. Playing a character. Like, he's just going to play a sheriff. Love to see that. God. All right.
That was great.
That is great.
So when you say music? Lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole.
You do the t-shirts? What do you want to do? Are we saving that?
Yes.
Oh,
Patreon exclusive.
Well, I think we got to bring in Mike Adams.
We do have to do a song right now. Sure. We will do your two.
We could do well. We could show one shirt, or we could get some more trivia.
A tease. A tease.
I mean, how fast does an hour go these days? It's
that was amazing. Really, an hour went by.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
about 50 minutes.
50.
I don't know. A tease. Okay, so what we can do? Because I have a couple. So basically, you asked about my store, Quiz Daddy's, in Santa Monica, 2525 Main Street, if I can get that out there.
That's a good location.
It is good.
Yeah.
Downtown Main Street. So, you know, I've
got... Down on Main Street.
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
I wanted to bring a couple select pieces from the shop that I thought, you know, this group here would appreciate. So I'm wearing the Temple shirt in your honor. And I couldn't find anything from, like, Allentown specific. I think I had one at one point, but this is pretty close. Lehigh Mom.
Yeah. Lehigh Mom. There you go. Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley.
Very cute.
Yeah. Any Lehigh grads out there? So, you know, we do T-shirts, sweatshirts, jerseys, and things, but...
Beautiful.
There's that. I wanted to show off one of my oldest pieces. This is one of the oldest shirts I probably have in the shop. This is incredible. Spiro T. Agnew, a great American.
Wow, that's an original.
No, this is like 1970 or something. With permission. Now, I can't tell if this is like,
it looks so new.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's like
the design is 70s, but that looks like something.
No, it's an incredible condition.
Urban Outfitters.
A great American, with permission of Vice President Spiro T. Agnew. So, is this
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, can we get you? Do whatever you want.
But was this like an ironic thing made at the time to make fun of him because he was clearly not a great American, or was this put out? I think there was
a lot of support, for him. He had to resign.
Yeah,
I think he went to jail or something.
But this is like the height. I actually have a Kent State shirt that I don't have with me. Kent State shirt that has a target on the front. I swear to God, it says Kent State with a bullseye target. I mean, like. The 70s were a crazy time for T-shirts because people were discovering this is a great way to express yourself. You know,
Hank Williams Jr. wearing that shirt.
Yeah. And this is another one for the group here. You mentioned the Stooges earlier. You had a little drop. Stooge Factor.
Oh, my God. Oh, like Fear Factor.
It's Fear Factor.
Wow. Do you know about the Stooge licensing thing from the 90s?
Like, no.
So for whatever reason, in the 90s, late 90s, like Three Stooges merch became super hot. I guess whoever owned the copyright. I mean, the Three Stooges registered trademark of C3 Entertainment. They made like dozens and dozens of shirts in the late 90s, early 2000s with just Stooge parodies. The Stooge Files as an X-Files parody.
Wow.
Oh my God. But who was going to wear this? Fear Factor.
So many people.
I love it.
I have this what was the one that was Mo Knows? It was a... something
like Bono.
Mo... Anyways, somebody will know.
And the last one I'll show for now, and we'll do more in the next segment, hopefully,
because
I have a whole a debate we can do or a contest. But, you know, people ask me, like, what is vintage, Scott? What is vintage? And you actually...
Vintage Scott, I think, would be like H3 trivia.
H3, vintage Scott. But if they ask me, what is vintage, comma, Scott? Generally, it's like 15 years, okay? Some people say 20.
And so that's funny because now we're, as older men, we're now getting into
2007
nostalgia for a period where I'm like fully an adult.
Oh, exactly, which is crazy.
Oh, there's the shirt.
Mo Knows.
There's a great example. A Bo Knows parody.
It's a Dorf parody, isn't it?
Bo Jackson parody. But this is a piece that I have that everyone who comes across in the store holds it up and says, oh my God, this is hilarious. It's from 2016. So it's like not quite that vintage, but again, with the pandemic shortening time. Download Hillary 2016 from the App Store, front and back. And I point to this.
Where are you wearing that shirt?
I point to this T-shirt as the reason why she lost.
Yeah, it's got to be one.
It's like, how does this play in Wisconsin? Uh-huh.
I don't know who's wearing. I mean, maybe volunteer. Let me just make a slight
Download
defense.
The app. I don't need to get out the vote. Just download the app. Yeah. Michigan will take care of itself.
I mean, maybe like volunteers are wearing that.
What does that do? Right. What is the typical vote? In 2016, you're going to download a freaking app?
The idea of even making an app for your campaign.
I mean,
it's just to get money, I guess.
I mean, Hillary.
That is a funny shirt.
But this is a great.
I'm like Johnny Carson. That's a funny shirt.
Wow. So I got more here. I'll save it for Patreon. Patreon, you got to join the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, and we have a shirt to contribute. Now, I don't think this is a vintage quite yet, but it's going to be a piece of history.
Okay.
Because this is the actual shirt that our friend Jay Weingarten wore on the second episode of the Bill Maher parody that we did. And there it is. Admit it, life would be boring without me.
That is good. Put that in the Museum of Comedy in Jamestown, New York.
Yeah. So, Matt, I think you were going to give this away, but I think we should hold on to it. let it become more iconic over years. Know that this is a potential. So let's say in 10 years, you get this with a nice letter of authenticity.
Right, it needs the COA with that. Let me check the tag on that thing.
Why did he leave his shirt here?
Yeah, what?
It was a gift. It was a gift to Tim.
Oh, okay.
Ford & Company. So this is a modern.
What I do with gifts are throw them away. Exactly. So this is there's not a lot of memorabilia out there. Does anybody want Latasha Leggero's book? I'll give that away.
Keep it in escrow for sure.
I'll sign it myself.
I wish I had a Bal t-shirt from season one or something.
Oh, yeah. Some of those Tim and Eric shirts have got to be.
You know, I have a couple bins in my basement of all the shirts from the Tim and Eric stuff.
God. I should
do. Yeah. I think I'm gonna do a video going through all the.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I might donate a couple shirts to you.
Sure, I'll take them. I'll take them.
Scott, where do you get your? Where do you source your items for your?
Let's find out that answer after the break.
I'm just asking. Do you do like later? You can answer. Do you do more than shirts? Is there vinyl involved?
More than shirts.
What's at your shop? That's what I want to hear about.
It's mostly shirts, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, jerseys, but
doilies.
I got some chachi. Yeah. I got some old Playboy.
Do you need any diapers? Because these are brand new.
Take some diapers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, we're going to hear music from. Not Scott Adams. I wish. I'd like to hear his new record. But we're going to hear music from Mike Adams and talk to Mike. And his friend, his little buddy who's with him, Jared Cheek, will be in from Flannelgraph Records. Scott will be staying for the entire show.
Yep.
We've just scratching the surface with what I think we're all going to say in the comments is, what a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I'm predicting. See if I'm right. Be back
Good guest
after the break and after the music.
Good guest.
Watching our dads gleefully jumping feet first into traps. They said when they're young, is it the great unchanging way? If we find out we have to wait. The cleansing relief of serious weather has me on my knees and begging to wonder, does a cup ever pass away? Let alone put me in my place. Let's cast our lots with a curious heart. It's right there laid out before you. Meaning comes in the form of a guess. The time to pick it apart, but the glass is half cracked. I know it's an art, it's just I'm the kind of cutting his lip on the drink. Cutting his lip on the drink. There's time now to pick it apart, but the glass is half cracked. I know it's an art, it's just I'm the kind of fool who's cutting his lip on the dream. Cutting his lip on the dream.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much.
We will be back after this short break with Mike and Scott and the Trinity. See you soon. Join patreon.com/officehourslive to watch this at another time. Perez, thank you.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette. Okay.